escape rooms, such as it were. Now, I've done a couple of these ones in the past, and, oh, they are good fun. They're great fun. But, you know, when I've done them, I'm struck that it's kind of a physical activity in the sense that you've got to be very aware of your surroundings, very aware of the kind of room you're in. How does a virtual escape room work?
It feels like it should be something completely different, but the feeling is actually quite similar. So what we do making virtual escape rooms is essentially it's all written down, and I tend to be the game master of the ones that we do, so I'm the one running it. Essentially what I do, I give the players a big, long description of everything that they see. So, for example, if the escape room theme is you've got a missing coworker, so you might start out by examining their cubicle at the office. So I'll tell you, all right, here's where their desk is. On the desk, you see a laptop, and they've got their family photos pinned up beside it. There's a post-it note attached to the mouse. And then the players will tell me what they want to do, what they want to look at closer. And then when it comes time to solving puzzles, they'll tell me what their solutions are and how they act it out. And it ends up being a surprisingly visually complete experience in the end.
It almost reminds me of something like a Dungeons and Dragons campaign or something.
Absolutely.
Like that. You know, very rich description. Yeah,
that was very much what it was based on. I've done my hand at game mastering those as well. It's like the old text-based adventures that you could find in the 80s and 90s before video game graphics were the best things ever.
We've got some figures here that says the Opera House's From Our House to Yours programs have been viewed more than and downloaded more than 2.5 million times during COVID. What with your escape room, what kind of success have you seen? What kind of people have you seen coming through?
So it's been up for about a week now, and it's creeping towards 10,000 looks at the moment, which is pretty good. I've had some nice feedback from puzzle enthusiasts and a couple of people emailing for some extra help with this one. But that's not too bad. I'm really enjoying that, looking at the numbers. For an actual Opera House show, that could be a week of sold-out performances.
The Opera House is such an iconic place. How does the Trials of Wisdom keep Australians, I guess, connected to it during COVID?
That and, I suppose, all of the other From Our House to Yours that's got going on, it is really interesting, isn't it, that the Opera House, like when everyone thinks of it, they think of the outside, they think of the building, and yet how often does any of us actually go in? It's a much rarer, bigger occurrence. And I think by having all of these online things and games and such like this, it really helps connect much more to the people that are behind it, the people that are inside, and it, by bringing it into your home, it just makes it feel like a much bigger part of your life and makes you feel, it's such a happy, nice experience being able to do that and get that connection and feel a bit more closeness to more than just the pretty outside.
And speaking of connections and the like, obviously some of these things have kind of exploded during COVID-19 due to the fact people were looking for connections, looking for things to do.
Absolutely.
You know, a lot of their options were obviously closed down, and escape rooms, I suppose, were one of those. You know, they will slow in reopening. Looking at the future of these kinds of ideas, what do you think you might be doing with them post-COVID?
The industry has definitely gone through an interesting stage. So we've been doing our podcast where we go through these virtual rooms for about 3 years now. But in the last 6 months, obviously, lots more people have had to adapt and take that on board. And it's come about in a few different ways. Some people are doing what we do and doing the Dungeons and Dragons style descriptions. Some people are literally taking their real rooms, putting a game master inside with a GoPro attached to their head and walking around while people on a Zoom chat tell them what to do. There's been all sorts of interesting adaptations for the situation. And it's really interesting to see, I mean, obviously people in the escape room industry are kind of innovative by nature. They're very creative people and they've come up with some very creative solutions. And some of them have shown really great success in ways that you might not expect, and it'll definitely stay as a part of the industry. I'm not sure how big of a part just yet, but it'll definitely be there. Like, one of the biggest things, besides the fact that lots of people can play from different areas at once. You're not confined to one group in one location. That also applies to the escape room itself. People in Sydney could play a room in Hungary that they might otherwise have never gotten a chance to see. And it's a really amazing way of getting the entire world connected.
Well, that is fabulous stuff. Danny, do appreciate you joining us on this one this morning.
Thank you so much.